We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchin, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Gimel. We said that this halacha is based on the first chapter in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the fact that our mission is to rule over the angels, to have memshala over the malachim. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'al kein ein shliach ledvar avera. Based on what we explained earlier, we can understand why you cannot appoint a messenger to do a sin for you. Kal yidei avera chas v'shalom hu misrachik mibchinas mekoymoy shaloylam, mibchinas kisei hakovod. Because a sin causes a person to become distant from Hashem, who is called the place of the world. From the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of Hashem. Ki ha'odom mitzad shoresh nishmosoi, hu bebechinas mekoymoy shaloylam, bechinas Kisei HaKavod, shem yishom chatzuv nishmosoi. Because a Jew, from where he is rooted, from where his roots begin, it's true, he's rooted in the Kisei HaKavod, which is called mekoymoy shaloylam. Avol shom b'shoroshoi ein shayach mitzvah va'avera. But over there, by the Kisei HaKavod, by the throne of Hashem, there's no concept of mitzvah or avera. There's no concept of bechira there. That's above the world of the angels. It's brought that the throne of Hashem is in a place called Olam HaBriya, which is above the angels, above this world. So there is no concept of mitzvah and avera. Ki ikar ha-bechira bozeh ho-olam daika, because the whole concept of free choice really only applies in this world, in our world, the Olam Ho'asiyah. V'alkei nishtalach ha'odom lozeh ho'olam, and it's for this reason that we, whose souls originated from the throne of Hashem, were sent all the way down, two levels down, two worlds down, to this Olam Ho'asiyah, shehu bebchinas zman u'mokoim, where in this world there's a concept of time, there's a concept of place, in order that we should be able to be in a ballpark, in an arena, where there's bechira, free choice. And this is what the entire Torah and its mitzvahs are really all about. Through every mitzvah that we do, we're attaching this world, which is called Mokoim, we're attaching it to Lemala min HaMokoim, to the throne of Hashem, to Hashem himself, Kav Yochel. Lebechinas Mokoim HaShalaylam, Sheshom Shoyresh Nishmasoi. We're connecting it to the place of the world, the throne of Hashem, which is where our souls originated from. Ulehefech, and on the opposite end, Al yidei kol avera chas v'shalom, through every sin that we do, hu nifsak v'nisrachik chas v'shalom, mibchinas mekoyim shalom. We cause a break, we sever the connection, and we become distant from the mekoyim shalom, from the throne of Hashem. V'noifel tachas hamokoyim hagashmi chas v'shalom. And instead of being connected to spirituality, to the Kisei HaKavod, we fall under the control of the of physicality, of materialism. Ad asher yoshuv b'tshuva, until the person is zoichet to repent, to do tshuva, v'oz yachzor v'yale v'yuchlal b'bechinas Kisei HaKavod. And then the person can go back up. He can go back up and reconnect with the throne of Hashem. Bechinas Mekoymoy Shalolam, which is called Mekoymoy Shalolam. Bebechinas, and this fits beautifully with what the Gemara says, Gedoyla Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKavod. That Tshuva is so powerful that it reaches up to the throne of Hashem. What do we mean it reaches? What, the Tshuva goes up? No, the person's soul goes up. A person's soul, our souls, originated from the Kisei HaKavod. Up there, there's no bechira, there's no mitzvahs, there's no mitzvah avera. So Hashem sent us down to this place to be in a ballpark of bechira where we have to choose between mitzvah and avera. Every mitzvah we do reconnects us and elevates us and the entire world and connects the whole world to the throne of Hashem. Every Avera that we do breaks the connection. It breaks the connection between us and the throne of Hashem, and it distances us and everything about us from the Kisei HaKavod. When we do tshuva, Gedoyla tshuva shemagasis HaKisei HaKavod, tshuva will take this person who committed sins, who became distant from the Kisei HaKavod, he broke his connection with the Kisei HaKavod, and it'll reconnect him. It'll reconnect the person and everything about him to the Kisei HaKavod, to the throne of Hashem. V'yalkein, and therefore, bevadai ein shliach ledvar avera. This, you can understand why you definitely cannot appoint somebody to be your messenger to do a sin for you. Kimeachar shalidei avera. Because as we learned earlier, the whole concept of shliach is based on the fact that it's based on the concept of mokoim. I'm over here now. I need something done over there, and I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I can't go there. So I ask somebody else, can you please go there for me and do this and this? So the whole concept of shlichus usually involves two different locations. Now we know normally a person can't be in two places at the same time, physically. But the Torah teaches us that if a person is connected, if a person is plugged into Hashem, he can be in two places at the same time. Because just like Hashem is Mekoymoy Shel Olam, Hashem is called Mekoymoy, the whole world is inside of Hashem. So Hashem is everywhere, so to a Jew who is properly connected to Hashem, he's connected to the Kisei HaKavod, he also, the Jew is also everywhere. That's how it's possible for me to be here. A friend of mine is over there, he does something for me, and it's considered exactly as if I was standing there myself and I did it on his behalf. And I did it. It's considered exactly as if I did it. Because again, in order for me to do it, I have to be there. I am there. We're all connected, all the Jews are connected, and if we connect properly to Hashem, just like Hashem is everywhere, I'm everywhere. That's regarding mitzvah, or that's regarding... But when it comes to sins, sins break the connection. So if we're talking about a sin, with a sin, you cannot be in two places at the same time. You disconnected, you broke the connection with the Kisei HaKavod, with Hashem. Kimeachar shal yidei avera nisrachek chas v'sholom b'chinas mekom yishol olam, because of the fact that we explained that a sin causes a person to become distant from Mekoymoy Shel Olam, from Hashem who is called Mekoymoy Shel Olam. Al kein bevadai ein boy din shlichus. Therefore, the law of shlichus definitely does not apply, because the law of shlichus says shluchoy shel adam kamoisoy, that if he's over there, it's like I'm over there. But in an Avera, I'm not over there. Avera locks me into the place that I'm in. Avera makes me physical. It makes me materialistic. Mitzvah, when I'm not doing an Avera, my soul is automatically spiritual. The soul of a Jew, the neshama, is spiritual. The soul is automatically part of Hashem, part of the Kisei HaKavod. In that situation, it can be, even though I'm here, it's considered exactly as if I was there. But Avera changes the story completely. So therefore, the rule of Shluchoy Shlodom Kamoisei does not apply by Avera. Sheze Nimshach, because the whole basis for Shluchoy Shlodom Kamoisei is based on Machmas Sheha'odom B'Sharoshoy B'Prinas Mekoymo Shel Olam. Because a Jew, based on his origin, is Mekoymo Shel Olam. He's like Hashem. He's part of, he's the place of the whole world. Avol edvar avera chas v'shalom, but regarding a sin, shal yidei zeh nisrachek mibchinas mekoymo shel olam, which is what distances us and disconnects us from mekoymo shel olam, al kein bevadai ein boy din shlichus. So therefore, the concept of shlichus does not apply, because in order for shlichus to apply, have to be able to be everywhere. If you're telling me here again, you have a woman who's in a different city, you have a woman who's in Bnei Brak, and I'm in Yerushalayim, and I want to marry that woman. And the law says in order to marry a woman, you have to give her a ring. You have to put a ring on a finger or give her money or something worth money. Now the Torah says that's one way to do it. And another way to do it is you can be in Yerushalayim. Somebody else, somebody completely different, goes to Bnei Brak or is in Bnei Brak. And I appoint him verbally. I say, listen, I'm designating you as my messenger. I want you to marry her for me. I want you to put a ring on her finger or give her $1,000. Not for you. You're nothing to her. You're zero. You're doing it as a messenger for me. It should be considered exactly as if I'm in Bnei Brak and I'm putting the ring on her finger. And the Torah says it works 100%. How could that be? I'm here. I'm here and I'm there. If I'm a reasonable Jew, if I'm doing the right things, my soul originates from the Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod is everywhere. So a Jewish, and Hashem is everywhere, and a Jewish soul is everywhere. So I'm here and I'm there. And this is one of the ways of making it work. But the minute I'm involved in an Aveira, the minute we're talking Aveira, Aveira changes the picture completely. Aveira is a disconnect from the Kisei HaKavod. It's a disconnect from Hashem. So can't be in both places. Aveira limits you. It limits you. It confines you to where you are. Now you're in Mokoyim. Now you're not Lamalem and Amokoyim. You're under Mokoyim. You're in the control of Mokoyim. And you could only be where you are. Paragraph Dalid, V'yalkein ein shlichus lakum. This will also explain why I cannot appoint a non-Jew to be a shliach for me. For him to put the ring on her finger and say, Harei at mekudesha, you know, I'm saying this on behalf of my friend. Ki ho'akum bevadai ein boy koyach lahagbia b'chinas hamokoyim lebechinas lemalam en hamokoyim, lebechinas mekoyim yishaloyim. Because a non-Jew does not have the spiritual power to elevate mokoyim to lemalam en hamokoyim, to take us out of the limitations of space and to say it's all one place, it's all connected to Hashem. Non-Jew cannot do that. Sheze ikra avoidas ish ha-Yisraeli bozeh ho'ilam. Because that's the mission of a Jew in this world. That's how Rabbein Azal starts that chapter in the Kutimran with those words. Ki ish ha-Yisraeli has to achieve memshola over the malochim. He has to rise above the angels. How do you rise above the angels? Simple. They're in the Olam ha-Yitzira. That's on the third floor. You go up to the Olam ha-Briya, to the Kisei HaKavod. So you're on top of them. You're on top of them. You control them. And again, a shliach, a malach, can be in one place. The Olam HaBriya is everywhere. The Kisei HaKavod is everywhere. Aval ho'akum, ein lo'i koyach lozeh. Whereas a non-Jew does not have that spiritual power. Al kein ein bo'i din shlichus. Therefore, the laws of shlichus do not apply to him. V'chein ein shlichus lekoton. And so too, the Gemara says, a child under the age of 13 cannot be a shliach, cannot be a messenger, again, to make a kiddushin or anything significant. Ki koton ein boidas. Because a child under the age of bar mitzvah or a girl under the age of 12 is not yet mature. They don't have a certain basic level of das. V'yefsher lihi kolel ulehisaches bebechinas kisei hakavod shebechinas mekoyim shelolam kim al yidei shleimus hadas. And Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran that you cannot attach yourself to the throne of Hashem, which is called mekoyim shelolam, unless you achieve a certain shleimus hadas. K'may shekosov sham b'Torah, as Rabbein Azal writes over there in Likutei Moran, Shal yedei hadas shemamshichin b'sholosh regolim. Rabbein Azal explains over there that on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, each one of those holidays has a unique, special level of das that a person can get to by fulfilling the mitzvahs of that holiday. That by fulfilling the mitzvahs of the three holidays, the person is zoche to accomplish all the different things that Rabbein Azal writes there, ad shezoichen l'shleimus ha-tfila, until the person gets to a level of perfection in tfila, shayidei zeh yecholen lehisacheis b'sharoshe ha-neshamos. And then the person has the ability to grab onto, to attach himself to, the source of all the souls, Shehem Bechinas Kisei HaKovod, which is the throne of Hashem, Bechinas Mekoimoi Shaloilam, which is referred to as the Mokim of the world, Kimavur Sham, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in that first chapter in the second half of Likut Imran, Ayin Sham. Look over there. If you don't know it by heart, look it up. You'll see all the connections. V'al Kein, and therefore, HaKoton, a child, She'ein Boi Das B'Shleimus, who does not have yet complete maturity, complete intellect, al kein ein koyach lalois lahagbia al yodoi hamokoim lebchinas lamalim hamokoim, bchinas mekoim shalom. Therefore, this koton does not have the ability to elevate himself and the place that he's at and connect it to the Kisei HaKovod, and thereby make it that if I'm in Yerushalayim, he's in Bnei Brak, he can do a shlichus for me. No, he can't do it. Al kein ein boi din shlichus, because he doesn't have enough das to enable that connection to the Kisei HaKovod, therefore he cannot be a shliach. Ki ikar din shlichus ma shemrinen b'chol ha-Torah kulo shluchay shlodom kemoisoi hu rak ma sheho'odom bozeh ho'oilom al yedei avoidosoi hu male u'magbia hamokoim lebechines lamala min hamokoim. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this concept of shlichus, which is discussed all over the Torah, which applies only because of the fact that through the mitzvahs that the Jew does, by putting on tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzah and kosher, all of those mitzvahs, he elevates and connects everything in this world to its source, to its roots, which is to lamala min hamokoim. V'zeh ein zoichin kiyum al yidei kiyum Torah u'mitzvos. And a person cannot accomplish that unless he's fulfilling the Torah and its mitzvos. V'chein afilu al yidei avoides chitzonius. Even, you can do it even through things like eating and drinking, if you perform those activities based on the instructions of the Torah, such as eating, drinking, conducting business, in all of those things, there's Torah involved. There's making a bracha before and after. There's how much you eat. There's if you're eating dairy and meat within a certain time frame, all the different laws related to it. And the laws of business, complying with all the laws of business. Shebekulam yesh Torah, ki bekol dovor yesh kama vekama mitzvois vedinei Torah. Because in every activity that a Jew does in this world, there are many mitzvahs and many aspects of Torah that are related to it. And when the Jew performs those activities based on the guidance of the Torah, magbia al yodom gam kein hadovor l'sharoshoi, he not only elevates himself, but he elevates his business. He elevates his food and connects it to the Kisei HaKovod, to its shoresh, to lamala min hamokoim. And that's why the Gemara says that your messenger is exactly like you. Because if we tap into that place, the throne of Hashem, the Mekoim HaShalolam, there is no Bnei Brak Yerushalayim. It's all one. It's all one. There's no differences. There's no separation. It's all oneness. The canal, as we explained earlier. But when a person is not able to elevate mokoim to lamala miyamokoim, lebechinas mokoim oishaloilam, to connect it with the mokoim of the world, which is Hashem, kegoin, for example, ledvar aveira, when it comes to a sin cannot connect mokoyim and lamalam and amokoyim. Oy kishashliach koton oyakum, or in a case where the messenger is under the age, or he's a non-Jew, azay nizbatel din shlichus. Then the whole concept of shlichus disappears. It goes away. Ki bebchinas mokoyim, because if we're talking location, if we're talking place, hashliach rochoik harbe memeshaleach. The messenger is far away. He's in New York, he's in California. It's thousands of miles away. Kirav hamokim, because a big distance between them. The ikar din shlichus bi Yisrael, hu machma she Yisrael, al yidei kol hu avoidei shoisn al pi ha-toyro, heimal in hamokim, lebechines mekoimoi shel oylam. And therefore, this whole concept of shlichus that applies to the Jewish people is only because of the fact that a Jew, through his avoida, by leading a proper, kosher, good life, a Jew has the ability to elevate mokoyim to lamala min hamokoyim. That in this gashmius world, in this materialistic world, he's not part of it. He's spiritual. Again, in this physical world, a person in the materialistic world, a person could never empty his pockets for 24 hours and walk around without money, without his credit cards, without his tudat zehut, without nothing. Impossible. But a Jew, for a Jew, religious, 100% possible. I can unplug all the wires that connect me to the physical world, my phones, all of it, disconnect totally when on Shabbos. I'm totally disconnected from the materialistic physical world. Everything's spiritual. The food is spirit. It's different food completely. Different clothing. I'm a different person completely. Sheshom klulim kol hamakoymoy shaboylam, whereby in the Kisya Kovoy, by the makoymoy shaboylam, that includes all places. Vekulam nichlolim shom ba'achdus poshut. And all of them are connected to the oneness, to the ultimate oneness. Alkein bechol haTorah shluchay shel adam kamoisoy. Therefore, regarding the entire Torah and everything that's in it, the law of shluchay shel adam kamoisoy applies. Ki b'mokim shashliach nishtaler sham, hu sham gam kein. Because wherever you sent that messenger or wherever you appointed him, you're also there. If you're a Jew who's complying with the Torah, you are everywhere. It's considered as if you were everywhere. Husham gam kein. Shezel bechinas, that's the pasuk that we quoted earlier. Hasishalach brokim, when they told Eoiv, can you send a lightning bolt? V'yelechu, and the lightning bolt will go out. V'yoymru lecha hinenu, and when the lightning bolt arrives at its location, it'll say to you, I'm here. You can't do that. You're in one place, you know, a person who's gashmi, if a person is not attached to Hashem, you can't do that. But a Jew who is complying with the Torah, a Jew who is living a Jewish life, he can do it. Because he's connected, he originates from the Kisya Kovoid, every mitzvah he does, every breath, his shachris, his whole daily activity is reconnecting him to the Kisya Kovoid all the time. He's connected, and not just connecting himself, but connecting his clothing, his food, his house, his business, he's connecting all of it. So it's all part of Mekoymoy Shalolam, where it's all one. It's not two different places. You can't be in two places at the same time. It's not two places. For me, it's one place. It's all one place. And Lahavdil, here again, people who read this 200 years ago, scratched their heads and said, you know, this is hard to believe. It's hard to understand. Like, how do you relate to this? But today we know it's the easiest thing in the world, buddy. Because look at this. I got a piece of toy plastic in my hand. I have a piece of plastic. Watch this. I'm going to press a couple of buttons. And I'm going to be sitting right next to a guy in China. We're going to be talking as if he's sitting on my lap. What do you mean? The guy's 8,000 miles away and it's a different time zone? Zero. We're connected 100. He's right in front of me. It's right. I can see him. I have these plastic things that you can see the guy. We can see each other. We can Skype and Spike and I can talk to mamash. Sometimes it's better than if he was in front of me. I can see, I can hear him better than if he's sitting right in front of me. So we see that there is a concept of where once upon a time the perception was somebody's two blocks away. It's already a whole different. It's nothing. The world became one little living room now, where it's all, we can see how it's all one. And again, if we're leading a Torah life, if we're connected to Hashem, then it's really all one. Paragraph Hey. Ki klal avoidas ha'odom bo zeho ilom hu b'china shlichus. Because the total mission of a Jew in this world is referred to as shlichus. We are on shlichus. We've been sent on a mission. We're messengers. Ki ha'odom nishtalach melemalo, because man was sent from above, mimokor shenechtzevo nishmasoi, from the place from which his soul was carved out, misham from there, mibchinas kisya kovai, from the throne of Hashem, shehu lemalo mehamokoim, which is above the concept of space, physical space. Ve'yorat lo zeho ilam, and man has come down to this world, the physical world, shehu b'mokoim uzman, where in this world everything is operating within space and time. Ve'nislabesh b'zeh haguf shaloi, and the soul got dressed up, cloaked itself in this physical body. V'chol avoydosoi b'toiru ma'isim toivim hu sheyizke loshuv la'mokor shenechtzevo nafshev ruch nishmasim isham. And all the efforts that we put into Torah and good deeds and everything is all to help us get back up there, reconnect, and return to that place where our nefesh, ruach, neshama originated from. Shehu sheyachzor v'yale mehamokoim lilamala mehamokoim, which means that I'll be able to jump out of mokoim, out of physical limitations and constrictions, and go up to lamala mehamokoim, go up to a place which is above the concept of space. Sheshom shoyresh nishmasoi, that's where our souls are rooted and originate, b'kisya kofayit, in the throne of Hashem. V'alkein nikro kol ho'avoida b'shem shlichus. And that's why a person's entire mission in this world is referred to as a shlichus. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Mo oshiv sholchi dovor. What will I tell the one who sent me if I don't lead a proper life, if I'm not doing Torah and mitzvahs? What will I say to the one who sent me, sholchi? Ki ikar shem shlichus hu kishesh sholchen lemerchakim. Because again, usually the term mission or the term messenger is used when we're talking about somebody going a certain distance away from the original place. Sheze bechinas inyan ho'odom shenishlach milamali me'amokoim lebechinas mokom agashmi. This is the whole concept of man who originated in a location which was above the concept of Mokoim, and is sent down, trillions of miles down, to a place which is defined as Mokoim. Mokoim Gashmi, a physical, materialistic place. V'alkein zoiche sheyeloi memshol al hamalochim. And that's why man has the ability to rule over the angels. Sheheim shluchim. They are messengers. As the Tikkuni Zohar tells us in chapter 55 at the end, where it says there, ubegin do shlicho le'ela matat v'kamo memanon detchois yode de'inun shlichon deshchinta. There the Zohar Kodesh refers to the top angel in heaven, who is called the Malach Memtes. And it says there, the heavenly angel Matat, and the many angels that are appointed under him, who are messengers of the Shechina. That's the terminology that's used. U'betikun nun zayin, and in chapter 57 in the Tikkuni Zohar, it says, V'hochi kol shemohon kifum shlichusei. And therefore, all of the names of the angels are defined by their mission, by his shlichus. His mission is curing curing people, healing people. His name is Raphael. His mission is strength, power. His name is Gabriel. Each angel's name is based on his shlichus. V'hochi kol malach ishtane shmei kifum shlichusei. And therefore, each and every angel's name is different based on his shlichut. U'lekol shlichusa u'shlichusa d'lohoim is riga v'shaito yediya. Now listen to this. The Zohar HaKadosh says, and regarding every mission that an angel is sent on, it's defined by a specific time, a moment, when a specific time when he has to get his job done. Ki be'emes Hashem is now. So now, hold on a second. Every time we learn something like this, it seems to imply again that Hashem is in Honolulu. Hashem's involved in other stuff, and he's got all of these messengers that are doing everything for him, and he's not really directly involved. Wrong. Atheism. As Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki be'emes Hashem yisborach manhig oylomoi bi'atzmoi b'hashgachosoi ha'protis b'chol eis. The truth is that Hashem is running the world himself, with his detailed supervision over every single detail going on in this world, b'chol eis, at all times. V'afilu kishishoyleach eize malach lasoy seize dovor, and even when Hashem sends an angel to do something for him, b'chol mokim shehamalach choylech l'sham, Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoy gam kein sham. Wherever that angel goes, Hashem is there also. Therefore, whereas a human being cannot be in two places, and therefore if I'm in New York now and I need something done in California, I can't do it myself. I can only get it done if there's somebody there in California doing it for me, or if I send somebody else to go there. But by Hashem, that's not the case at all. Hashem is in New York and he's in California at the same time, 100%. So therefore Hashem definitely could do it himself. He don't need no messengers. He don't need nobody doing it for him. Just like he created the entire world without any assistance of any of these messengers. Where were they then? He didn't need anybody's help then. So now that the world is in total operation, he still don't need nobody's help. He's everywhere. He doesn't need somebody to take something for him to another place. There is no other place. It's all inside of him. K'may shedorshu rabbeinu zal al posuk noite shamayim levadi, as the Gemara tells us regarding the posuk where Hashem says, "I spread out the heavens myself." Roika ha'oretz. I'm the one who spread out the earth. Mi iti, who was with me at the time? Any partners? Any assistants? No. Ki hamalochim lo nivru ad yom sheni. Because if you look in the Torah, the angels were not created until the second day. Sheloi kidei sheloi yomru, and the Gemara says, why? And the Gemara answers, "Kidei shelo yomru Michoel motach badoroim veGavriel batzofoin." So that they shouldn't say that the angel Michoel spread out the heaven in the south, and Gavriel did it on the left. You know that the angels were the ones who spread out the heavens. So that there should be no mistake. Hashem made it perfectly clear they don't exist before I get the job done. Ukamoy shebora eskol ha'olam levadai beloy hamalochim. And just as Hashem created the entire world without any help from the angels, kein hu yisborach yochoy lahanig oylomoy levadoi b'li shlichus hamalochim. So too Hashem is perfectly capable of operating the world all by himself without any assistance whatsoever from any angels. So then why does? Ach ikar ma shemishtameishim hamalochim v'sholchem b'shlichusoy lehanig oylam lefamim. However, the main reason why Hashem uses angels and he sends them on missions at times is ha ikar b'shvil habechira. The main reason is so that there should be free choice, so that it should be a test for people. Kidei sheyeh kiyum ha'olam, so that the world should be able to exist, shenivre rak bishvil habechira. And the whole purpose of the creation of the world was free choice. We touched on this a little while back. Rav Nosson Sal is going to bring this back again now clearly. Ki im hoyo Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoy manig olamoy levatoy tomid, because if Hashem were operating the world completely by himself, only by himself all the time, v'hoyu hakol royin hanogosoy b'choleis, and therefore it would be clear to people, people would see that Hashem is operating the world. If they would see that there's no autopilot, they would see that it's not that the sun rises in the morning, sets at night, the seasons, all the things that we refer to as nature, all the things that scientists use as an excuse to deny Hashem, not to believe in Hashem. If that were not the case, if there were no autopilot at all, there were no messengers, if Hashem were hands-on all the time and it was clear, totally obvious, there'd be no free choice. There'd be no test. It wouldn't be a test anymore. And the world, the physicality of the world would disappear. It would cease to exist. We mentioned this once before, that originally there was only Hashem. Then Hashem created the world. Now there's two. Now there's Hashem in the world. What do you mean there's two? But the whole world comes from Hashem. Yes, but Hashem kaviyochel separated it to a degree in a certain way from himself so that there should be two. In one, when there's one, there's no choice. Anybody knows that. In one, there's no choice. When there's two, there's a concept of bechira, a concept of choice. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is reframing that same concept. He's telling us that were it not for the fact that one of the reasons why Hashem has set things up in such a way that there's malachim and that there's the sun and the moon, and it looks as if we're getting our energy from the sun, solar energy, and that is so that there should be a potential to forget about Hashem, to delete the Hashem world from the dictionary, to delete the Hashem world from our vocabulary. Wow, it's such a beautiful day. The sun is shining so beautifully. You're nuts. Sun is shining. Hashem is shining. The sun is a messenger of Hashem. Hashem made it a beautiful day. But again, it's designed in such a way that these messengers of Hashem, the sun, the planets, the angels, once by Hashem creating them, it left room for error. Even though, again, the angel is plugged into Hashem, the angel don't operate by himself. He's a piece of Hashem. But still, it's designed in such a way, Hashem, with his infinite wisdom, wanted to allow for Bechira. This is how he does it. This is one of the ways that he does it. Ki ikar ha-Bechira, sharosha nimshach rak mitchila satzimtzum. Because the whole concept of Bechira originates from the original Tzimtzum, when Hashem constricted himself, Hashem shrank himself, Shetzimtzem Elokusi is Borach, whereby Hashem constricted his heavenliness, Ad Shenishave Cholol Haponi, until there was a vacant area that was created, Kedei Shiyeh Mokoim Loilom, so that there should be room for the world, there should be a place in which to create the world. Dahainu, what Hashem constricted was our ability to understand him. That's what Hashem constricted. Hashem was mitzamtzem and hid. He hid himself. The word oilam, the word ha'alomo, means hiddenness. The word oilam, by Hashem creating a world, Hashem went into hiding. This is one of the ways how Hashem is hiding himself, by there being a world with all the bells and whistles in it, all the distractions and all the things that seem to be operating without Hashem. V'nosan mokoim latoyim litois, and he left room for those who want to make a mistake, to make a mistake, alidei hakushyos, based on the questions that they have about Hashem or about creation or about how the world operates, v'hastoras hayedia, and the lack of knowledge, the fact that there's certain knowledge, there are certain questions that we have that don't have answers to them, that remain unanswered, that we cannot answer. The question of yediyah and bechira, other things like that. Hanimshach mecholol haponui, whereby all of those questions and all originates from that cholol haponui, shenishave alidei tchilas hatzimtzum, which came into being by that original tzimtzum that Hashem did. And that makes it possible, that's what makes it possible for people living in this world to be able to choose to believe in Hashem, or to choose to deny Hashem completely and still be perfectly functional. He's got clothing, he shops, he buys, he eats, he sells, he's business. And Hashem is totally out of his life. He don't mention Hashem ever. Nothing to do with Hashem. Hashem intentionally designed it in such a way to give that option. Ki ikar hora shoroshay mikfirus. Because we know that the whole essence of evil originates from denial of Hashem. Ki yetzahora nikra al kel acher kfirus. Because the evil inclination is called Kel Acher, which is Bigimatria Amolek. The words Kel Acher are Bigimatria Amolek. That's one of the names of the evil inclination. And Kel Acher means the other Hashem, the, you know, deny idols. Shenim Shochin Koichom Mehatzimtzum Shel Cholo Haponui. And all of their power originates from that original Tzimtzum called Cholo Haponui. Umishom nishtalshelin v'nechozin kol koychoisam shel kol hatayvois v'amidois rois. And that's also the source of all of our evil desires, materialistic desire. All of it originates from that tzimtzum. Because again, when there was just Hashem, in Hashem there's no tayvois rois, there's no midois rois, there's no such thing. There's no ra. It's only when Hashem went ahead and made this tzimtzum, suddenly that allows for Bechira, that allows for a concept of two or more, diversity, and that leaves room for error, that leaves room for choice. As this is discussed in many places in Likutei Moran, in chapter 64 in Likutei Moran, chapter 49 in Likutei Moran, Ve'ikar hisavus mekoyim ho'ilam, hual yedei cholol aponui, and the whole creation of the place for the world, the place, came about through that cholol aponi, through that vacant space, kaviyochel. Shai deizeh hoyom mokoim libriyas oilam. That's what made room for the creation of the world, kimuva betchila so eitz chayim, as is explained in the beginning, the opening book of the writings of the Arizal. There the Arizal describes exactly what took place, what was before creation, and how creation took place, and many aspects of it. We'll hold it over here for now. V'alkein.